this week saw the man who will be the next Bishop of Ramsbury being introduced to the diocese. The Reverend Canon Edward Condrey, who's currently at Canterbury, will be consecrated on the 21st of September as the new bishop. Now, earlier this week, he told me what he sees that role involving.
It's a people job, and it's a faith job, and it's a mission job. I think one of the main tasks of a bishop is to encourage all the good things that are going on in a diocese. And from what little light I know already and what I've seen, there's a really good team of people here and some excellent things going on. So it would be great to be here and join in and to encourage all the good things that are happening.
It's an interesting place to be, isn't it? Because, of course, Bishop Nicholas, the Bishop of Salisbury, has been in post now for just over a year. And of course, with a new bishop comes a new direction, changes in the diocese. So I suppose there's a spring energy that you're coming into. Is that exciting?
Yes, I was interviewed for the job a little while ago, and I was very impressed by the team of people here and the energy that they have and their desire to ask new questions. I've known Bishop Nicholas for a few years and always admired his ministry at Sir Martin in the Fields and all the things he did, particularly in relation to social justice issues. So I'm delighted, privileged to come and join in.
And yeah, joining in it will be, of course, you know, you told us what you thought of the team when you came for the interview. Clearly we know what the team thought of you because you've got the job. But what did you...
Maybe I was just the best of a bad job.
Who's to say? I'm certain that's not true. But what have you brought to the table, I suppose? What are going to be your big issues? You talked about social justice that Bishop Nicholas talks about. What fires you up?
Well, I hope I've got energy and enthusiasm for faith and for the mission of the church. I've particularly been involved over the years in parish ministry. I spent 20 years as a parish priest in several different dioceses. So I'm very keen to get involved in the work of the parish, to see all the good things that are going on, and as I say, to encourage. I suppose a particular thing I've been doing at Canterbury is to run courses for bishops and priests from around the Anglican Communion, and I've also run training programmes and courses for priests within the Canterbury and Rochester Diocese more recently, and I suppose that's a particular thing that I bring.
Yeah, well, that will be a helpful thing to the whole community for sure. You mentioned mission a couple of times already. Apparently it's not the done thing to kind of go up to the spire and lasso people in these days. You have to get out of the building, I understand, and that's something that Nicholas is quite passionate about as well, that sense of really going out into the community and finding church in the community, if you like.
Lassoing people doesn't work.
Mission, don't knock it mission, till you've tried it.
No, well, I have tried it. Perhaps I've avoided it. Mission means sending out, and that's what it is. It means going outside the church walls and finding out what God is doing in the famous ways, joining in, and that's so important. And have a broad view of mission as well, so that mission involves evangelism, but it also involves social justice issues, community issues, issues which have concerned the people of this diocese, these counties.
Yeah, I suppose walking alongside people and being a good example is part of it, isn't it? And I know you mentioned your background in Canterbury, so you'll be aware of the work of Dr. Owen Williams, who said yesterday, you know, that the Church of England has got an almost supernatural gift for presenting itself in the worst possible light in the eyes of the public. You can imagine him tearing that very impressive hair out as he says it. But, I mean, there is a sense here, isn't there, that sometimes the Church does appear in public to focus on strange things, and to bring new people into that church family, you have to overcome that perception.
I think Rowan Williams has suffered very badly at the hands of the press, and one of the things I think that you notice in his ministry has been that he's got to the stage where, you know, if he's in danger of, you know, whatever he says, someone's going to be up there and out to criticise him. I think he's done a fantastic job. He's been a deeply impressive spiritual leader of the whole Anglican Communion in his time.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the church moves on. It will be an interesting time when we have a new archbishop, and we wait to see what happens with that. Some of the issues that Rowan Williams has had to preside over in recent times, women bishops, gay bishops, same-sex marriage, of course, right at the moment, something that we're talking about. And at Synod, people saying, you know, this could lead to a split between the church and the state. I mean, it's a turbulent time, isn't it?
I don't think it's especially turbulent at all. One of the reasons I'm an Anglican, as it happens, is because I think we are able to have debates. We're adult enough to have debates. One of the shames, I think, about about many aspects of public life is that people think that disagreement automatically leads to division. These are important issues. We should debate them. We should have different views, and we should try and discover the truth. I believe we should try and discover through prayer and debate what God's truth is in it, and therefore each of us has our own individual part to play in that.
I've got in front of me the phrase "on your bike." It's not because we've come to the end of the interview and I'm sending you on your way in a particularly unpleasant way.
I haven't arrived yet.
But I understand you're a bit of a sportsman and you're getting involved in a pretty major cycling challenge, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love sport and love physical activity, physical challenge. So Thursday week, 12 of us are setting off from Olympia in Greece to celebrate the Olympics by cycling to the Olympic Stadium in London, 1,500 miles in aid of the local air ambulance where I currently live in Kent.
You do know, don't you, that that the Bishop of Swindon, Dr. Lee Rayfield, is a bit of a cyclist as well, and is currently still, although he won't admit it, he is still currently suffering injury because he broke his collarbone going over the end of his handlebars.
Well, I send my commiserations to him. When he's better, we'll have to have a race.
I was going to say, I think we should set a race. Right, there we go. We'll start that now.
Interdiocesan race.
Quite right.
Idea, yes.
Okay, well, good. Well, we look forward to you very much becoming bishop in a couple of months and coming down to Ramsbury, because a job which has been in existence since 909, it's a big privilege, I suppose.
It's an enormous privilege, yes. I noticed that some of the earlier ones had interesting nicknames. There was Odo the Severe and Sidgwick the Serious. So I hope to be a little more light-hearted than that.
Well, we shall come up with a name for you by the time you're installed.
Thank you. I hope it's polite.
I'm making no promises about that.